The first reading for today is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. There was a member of a church that was having a lot of difficulties. Yeah, first of all, that's a lead-in for a lot of jokes, because what church hasn't had a lot of difficulties? They all do at some point. But this particular congregation was having so many struggles that this fellow felt he just couldn't handle it all on his own. So he went to the doctor and wanted to get some tranquilizers. Well, about 3 or 4 days later, he came back to the doctor and said, "Doctor, what is it that you gave me?" And the doctor said, "I gave you tranquilizers, just like you thought you needed to help you at the church." He said, "Well, I don't want to take them anymore," he said. And the doctor said, "Well, why not?" "Well, they make me friendly to people I don't like at church." Sometimes we want to hold on to those grudges or those things that can cause conflict, or we look for those things that are going to be what we're used to. Or what we want. That's what itching ears are kind of like. Do you hold on to what you're used to, which in many cases may be very good for you, or do you follow after what you want? And then if you're following after what you want, is it really what you want that's most important? Before you answer that, consider the idea of, what are you doing here today? Is it something that you want? Hopefully so. But is it more important that it's something that God wants? Hopefully so. Regardless of what we want, we should follow after what God wants. And the knowledge that even there are times when we're not so sure that we want to be this friendly, or we're not so sure we want to reach out in these ways, or we're not so sure we want to participate in these things, we know that what does God want from us, and what does God expect of us? Are our ears itched with different teachings at times? You know, there are a lot of different Christian churches out there, and a lot of variation in teachings on some of the doctrines. There are most Christian churches, I would say, that follow in line with the true gospel. Jesus Christ is the Savior. And because of that, by grace alone, we are saved. Not by our actions, but by His actions, His death, His resurrection. That is the confessional faith of most Christian churches. However, there are those that do not hold to that, or at the very least do not preach it that way, because they're about some other things. There are places that people will go that will claim to be Christian, but they're only Christian up to a certain point, and then they go their own way and do their own thing. There are places where itching ears may want to follow because we hear something said that we like. It sounds interesting. It sounds good. The devil has a way of making things that are not good for us sound and look very good. But do we hold fast to what is true, or do we follow our itching ears at times? Most churches will give the story of God, but there are churches that will not give the whole story of God. They give, if you will, something that's kind of like a Christianity light version. They leave out some of the aspects that we need to hear about. Some of that law, perhaps, that does condemn us. But people don't want to hear the law at times, and so if what's preached to us is something that steps on our toes, we think, "Well, I'm not so sure I want to hear this, and I'm going to go over here where I'm not being condemned in my sins, and I can just feel good about being a child of God." I had a pastor growing up, Pastor Roger Neeb. He's retired by many years now. Actually became my pastor's pastor. It was kind of fun. In Georgetown, he joined my congregation, so my pastor was now calling me pastor. How many times does that happen? He was somebody who I highly respected throughout all of the years that I knew him. And then another pastor joined later on, Walt Weiser, and I highly respected him just as much. But Pastor Neeb had a unique gift that didn't matter which way he was looking. When he was preaching, and it was something about the sins that were affecting you personally, or the struggles you were personally going through, he always seemed to be looking right at you. Now, I don't know how you do that in a room like this, but he did, and it was even a bigger room than this. And it always seemed like he was looking at me. And I'm thinking, how did he know? And then worse than that, why is he staring at me when he's saying that and making everybody know it's about me? And of course, he's not doing this, but that's sure the way it felt. I mean, he was spot on sometimes, and he stared my direction at just the right times, and he nailed me. And I thought, wow. With all the smorgasbord of Christianity that's out there in the world, certainly I could have gone to some other place where I didn't have that connection with the pastor and didn't feel that personal condemnation at times, which never was there by him, but perceived by my spirit because of my sinfulness. I recognized, and it brought to light the things I needed to change. He was doing what he should be doing, and I was actually responding the way I should be responding. But not always do we do that. Sometimes we may feel like this isn't what we want to hear, and we don't want to be told this, and so we do choose to go another place and follow those itching ears. Sometimes it's hard just being a Christian. I mean, we know the truth that if they persecuted Christ as they did, then they're certainly going to persecute those that follow him. So that means we're going to face it. We can't avoid that persecution. The world is going to be against us. And if we just keep going to some place where they're going to tell us that everything's going to be fine and good, if you just love God, God's going to love you. If you give to the church, God's going to give to you. If you do this in service to the Lord, then you're going to prosper as well. And that feel-good Christianity is what some people search after. But it is a Christianity light. You're not getting the whole meal. It's the Luann platter at the cafeteria, you know. You get the portions that are smaller, but you don't get the whole thing. Churches today are going so many different directions. I know of one church that started off in its community by polling the community and seeing what their likes and their dislikes were. They found that most people didn't like traditional preaching and they didn't like the old hymnody. They wanted contemporary music, they wanted chancel dramas. And they took those things and went with them. Unfortunately, they went a little bit too far. And it became more of a production and a show than it was actually worship. Those things can be fine. The traditional liturgy can become too much of a show just as much, because people get in a rhythm and forget what the purpose is of our gathering. Whatever we do, and however it is that we worship, whether those that are worshiping in a straightforward, out-of-the-book liturgy, or those that are worshiping in a full-blown format of contemporary worship, or a church like ours that does a blended style of worship, our focus needs to be the same, and it needs to be on Jesus. It needs to be about Christ in our life. And if that's not there, then it doesn't matter what all the rest of the dressings are. Because it's not about Jesus anymore, it's about the people, or it's about the pastor. Don't follow itching ears. You know the truth. God has given it to you. Throughout your life, you've heard the truth. It's there in black and white in the scriptures, and in some of them red, where Jesus was talking, right? It's there for us. You know what he says. There's no refuting this. So hold on to what is true, what Jesus says, what God says for you, not what you want to hear. Because there are times when, yes, that Bible is going to step on our toes. That Word of God is going to remind us that we're not perfect. But that's what we need to hear in those times. so that we can change, so that we can turn around, so that we can become what God wants us to be. It's not going to be easy. People want things to be easy. We want things to be simple in our lives. Well, quite honestly, this relationship with God was meant to be that way. It's very simple. God loves you with His whole heart. Love Him the same. Desire the things of God over your own desires. Put God's ways before your ways. Listen to what God has to say instead of doing what you want to do. Some folks focus on miracles, and they want the miracles to happen. I've been in churches where they prayed for the miracles, and they didn't take place. I've prayed for miracles, and they didn't take place. I've prayed for miracles, and they have taken place. It's not about my praying. It's about God, and God doing what God is going to do, and then thanking Him either way. Because we know that He is not going to depart from us and leave us or forsake us, even when we're not following Him as we should or praying the way we should. God is answering our prayers, and God is blessing us. We don't seek to make worship entertainment. We seek to make it about Christ. We seek to listen to Christ and to learn about Christ, and that is the goal that we should always have. We need to displace our ideas, our thoughts, with what are God's. The importance of focusing on God, not on ourselves. I mean, the temptations are there. There's the lake. There's sports. There's sleeping in on Sunday morning. There's preparing for company to come over. There's game day. There are all kinds of things that interfere with our relationship with Christ. And the devil puts them in those places where they're going to interfere the most. On purpose. They come about in this world to separate us from the Lord. Remember when Wednesdays used to be sacred nights, even if you didn't have church? I thank the Lord for the Baptist churches and the Bible Belt that for years kept Wednesday open. Where'd it go? It's gone. And Sunday morning's going away too. The opportunity to recognize that these are the times for our worship and focus on God are going away. And we're not preserving them. What we need to do is get back to the basics of our relationship with God and follow Him, not ourselves. Follow His ways, not our own. Don't give over to the ways of the world. Don't follow after those things that make our ears itch and sound good, but follow after those things that have been tried and true and true throughout all time. Tested by the apostles and the disciples and continue to be true to this day. What does God say for us? And what does God want for us? The reason we worship is to gather as a people around the word and sacraments of God, to worship God, to receive His forgiveness, not to come and be filled up and made good and feel good about ourselves. Hopefully, when we go away from worship, we do feel good. Hopefully, when we receive the sacrament, it does strengthen us and encourage us and make us feel good. But either way, the focus needs to be back on God as why we're doing this, on where our hope is coming from, on where our life is. Years ago, there was a church in a district that seemed to call a new pastor every single year. I remember call days back at the SEM, a particular district, where there was every year there was another call for this one congregation in this one particular state. And it became a running joke because you knew somebody was going to go out there for a year. Somebody was going. Actually, my year I graduated, nobody got called out there because the pastor had stuck around for more than 1 year for the first time in forever. Kind of unique. But this one district had a church every year looking for a new pastor. And there was this one pastor who it seemed like every year was looking for a new church. So he decided to put the two together and see how it would work. And he didn't hear anything from him after a year. He didn't hear anything from him after 2 years. And he decided to check in and see how things were going. And in checking in with the congregation, he found out from them, they said, well, to tell you the truth, We never really wanted much of a preacher anyways, and the one you sent us is as close to nothing of a preacher as we've ever had. Ouch is right. Yeah. Not the right way, not what we would hope for. But in some cases, that's what we want. We don't want someone that's going to tell us the truth that might offend us. We don't want someone to tell us something that might step on our toes. We don't want someone to tell us the law that convicts us. We want to hear about our neighbor over here and how they're not living right. And the person over here in the pew and their sins. Boy, you know, you step out of church and you say, you really let them have it, didn't you, today, preacher? I guess I missed my target again. I was aiming at you. You know, I never said that. May have thought it. Never said it. I always hold the truth with the idea of the sermon, though. It's the same thing as pointing your finger. You always have to remember how many fingers are pointing back at yourself. Got to condemn myself first before I ever bring it up to anybody else. Because I have to receive the forgiveness myself first before I can understand and learn to give the forgiveness to others for the same things. And that's the way God wants us to be, a people that are forgiving and loving, just as He has been for us. Itching ears aren't always going to want to do that. Sometimes we don't want to give that forgiveness out in that way. And sometimes we don't want to be forgiven because we don't want to admit our sin or our guilt. Don't follow the itching ears. Stick to the truth of Christ. Stick to the word that He has given us. He says, the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Don't let this be your story. May our story continue to be that we will follow Christ. We'll dig in. We will not give an inch on what is true. We will not compromise on the gospel nor the law. We will follow it, and where we are condemned, we will be forgiven. And where we're right, we'll quietly thank the Lord, but not impose that upon others to let them know how right we were. We'll seek to love them instead, and to bring that same forgiveness in their life that we've received in ours. We'll seek to be a blessing as we've been blessed. Don't follow after itching ears. But instead, hear what God wants you to hear and praise Him for it. In Jesus' name, amen.